Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, July 17th. In the scriptures, we're in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6. We're going to read the whole chapter. There is lots for us to soak in from God's Word today, to learn from the Spirit. And I just pray that God gives us opportunities to put into action what He teaches us from His Word today. The different section titles today are Giving to the Needy, Prayer, Fasting, Treasures in Heaven, and Do Not Worry. Okay, starting in verse 1. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father, who is unseen. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's word together. I could go back through this passage 14 times and not mind the depths of it. And so I just challenge you today, if you have a break at work, read this section of Matthew again. Then in the evening, before you go to sleep, specifically if you are a worrier and nighttime is a hard time for you, maybe read the section on worry again. And then finally, I pray that today we'll be able to store up our treasures in heaven. Now, this is Monday, so we need to circle back around to Mission Monday, Builders for Christ trip to Hanover Baptist Church in Hanover, Indiana. During their week of service, they installed HVAC units and ductwork, along with electrical wiring throughout the building. We want to continue to pray for our partners in ministry at Hanover Baptist so that they can make disciples in and through their community. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the challenge that it brings to our lives, and we also thank you for the encouragement that we receive from it. We pray for our partners in ministry at Hanover Baptist, and we just ask, Lord, that you would continue to do your work of disciple making through them, that you would use the building space as a means of your grace to them. And then, Lord, as we end the podcast today, without so many words and too many babbling prayers, I just want to join my fellow brothers and sisters in praying the Lord's Prayer, that you might bless us and keep us today. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.